Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We spent a lot of time here at WRVA talking to political candidates, newsmakers, and those who are actually casting votes on legislation. And I'm really happy to have Bill Carrico back with us this morning. He's a former Virginia state senator from Grayson, right, Bill?
That's correct, John.
Yep.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, a former Virginia state trooper. And, you know, this is the perfect time to talk to you. But one of the things that I had been hearing for the last couple of months was, I think Bill Carrico is going to seek the Republican nomination for governor. Have you made an announcement, or are you just still thinking about it?
Well, I haven't made the official announcement. I'm in conversations. I want to be able to, you know, talk to leadership, talk to my constituents that I've had over the years who have been encouraging me to do it, talk to people across the state to see what the feeling is about it. It's been very humbling thus far, very supportive. I've been having these conversations for a few months now and starting to ramp up those conversations and hope to have some final decisions sometime September, October time frame.
You're coming up.
I know that it's coming up. I know the important thing right now is the 2020 election. I don't want to do anything that overshadows the importance of that. So I'm just kind of trying to lay the groundwork, see if there's the possibility, and make that decision soon.
Yeah, sometimes people wait till after November, but of course, State Senator Amanda Chase, she was the first person out of the gate saying she's going to seek the Republican nomination. Do you have any reaction to her? Are you kind of putting it out there in response to the fact that she has jumped in already?
Not really. I mean, I know Amanda. I respect Amanda. I've worked with Amanda, and I know her. I know she is doing what she feels is important and trying to garner the attention that's needed at this point in time. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I have a lot more of experience and a lot more of time that's been in the General Assembly and, you know, the wisdom to lead at a time like we're in right now. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about the time that we're in right now. I've never been as distressed. I mean, there's always stuff that ticks me off politically. Oh, I hate this bill. I wish this person wouldn't support this issue, or, you know, the language they use ticks me off. I got to tell you, I've never in my adult life experienced a moment where I thought, man, everybody has abandoned the rule of law here. And quite frankly, a lot of our Republican leaders nationally and in some cases in Virginia are just, it seems to me, too scared to speak up about what's happening. I mean, you don't want to be called a racist, I understand that, but God, what's your take on what's happened the last 4 weeks?
Well, and you know, I've written op-eds, I've done the Jeff Katz show, because I really am concerned that no one's speaking up. We're putting our state in jeopardy. I mean, people in Virginia want to feel safe. They want to feel secure within their state. And by not, as a leader, by not saying that this isn't right, this is wrong. I mean, peaceful protest is one thing, but this is leading to occupation, riots, all the things that are going on. is illegal. And to be a leader and to overlook that and to say, well, there's nothing we can do. Well, there is something you can do. At least you can speak out against it. And I understand the concerns is if you're in leadership. I mean, I held office for 18 years. I understand by saying things, people may say, well, you're a racist if you say this or do that. You're not a racist if you're calling out people for doing illegal things. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going on. I mean, look, you have a right in this country to protest peacefully. And within that right, there's restrictions on how you do that. You have to apply for the permit to assemble. And once you assemble, you know, that assembly can't get out of hand. Once it gets out of hand, it becomes an illegal, unlawful assembly. Mm-hmm. And once that's declared, the people have to disperse. That's how we sustain stability in this country. And, you know, we've let that go to a new level. What's going to happen next? So if I'm, you know, we had the Second Amendment rights march in Richmond this year. They came in. They did it peacefully. They even cleaned the city up when they left.
Right, man.
They left when they were supposed to leave. They came when they were supposed to come. So the next time that they want to do something, and this message is being articulated by our leaders that if you want something done, then you destroy and burn places down. What's next?
Mm-hmm. Well, you and I both know, and I put Brian Moran on the spot a couple of weeks ago when I said, "Hey, you treated those people back in January who had a track record of being very law-abiding, not causing trouble, nobody shooting it like the Wild West, shooting their guns in the air, saying we're going to keep our guns. None of that. You treated them like they were almost terrorists getting ready for this rally in January. And now you've got people who are acting like terrorists, not just, you know, running their mouths saying they're going to be terrorists, but acting like domestic terrorists. And everyone kind of just is turning the other cheek and talking about how we need to listen. I'm not interested in listening to somebody who just pulled down statues and set buildings on fire. Sorry, I'm not going to listen to you once you've done that. I got a problem with it.
You're destroying your narrative. I mean, the narrative changes every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the message that you were trying to send when you first began is getting ignored because people's properties are being destroyed. People's lives are being destroyed. Mm-hmm. And that is not the way that progress takes place in the United States in a free country.
Well, do you think they're deliberately doing this? As a former state trooper, do you think that they're deliberately doing this to try to weaken the police force? I mean, what are your... Well, I don't know if you still talk to the state troopers, but I just couldn't do this job the way I'm being... It appears to me they're being instructed by Governor Northam and by the mayor of Richmond. I mean, how do you do it?
Well, within their agency, they have strong leadership. They have people that... The colonel and their leadership is very strong, and they encourage their men to go forward and do their job. But that's not being backed by the governor, who is the chief executive officer.
Right.
He is the one who needs to be standing out saying, look, this is Virginia. I'm responsible for the people of Virginia, and you're not doing this any longer. And he needs to put his foot down. LeVar Stoney is the mayor of Richmond. He needs to put his foot down, tell his police that we're going to take our city back. Our people here who live here, who work here, need their properties protected, their lives protected. And these people that are coming in here and that they're destroying the city every night, they need to be disbanded and sent home. Or sent back to wherever they came from, because I think there's more than just the protest going on. There is an underlying organization that is doing things to disrupt government, to usher in anarchy through the eyes of protest. And if you don't step up and if you don't do something and you don't take charge of the situation, then you're going to let things happen like is happening in Seattle and places like that happen in Richmond, Virginia. All eyes are right now on us. People are around this country are watching Virginia and seeing what's going on and seeing how weak our leadership in this state has been.
You're right about that.
Not stepping up.
I got an email from a friend of mine in Nairobi, Kenya, of all places, who asked if I felt like I was safe. I was like, the guy from Nairobi is asking me if I'm safe in Richmond, Virginia. How pathetic is that? Hey, I'm down to the last minute, and this is a big issue for the next governor. So if you were to win, you'd have to deal with what I think everybody admits is a huge budget problem. I mean, the revenue is just not going to be there, at least in the short term. That's assuming that the economy does bounce back. What's your assessment, the SNAP assessment of where we are?
Well, the SNAP assessment, I think we're going to be about $2 billion shy of meeting the budget that currently came out. I think you're going to see about a $2 billion shortfall. Mm-hmm. How do you address that? I think the biggest cost to the state right now is through Medicaid expansion. I think that we need to look at our alternatives of being able to manage that in our state with healthcare savings accounts, catastrophic insurance for those that need it.
And so pausing or repealing that?
I don't think that you can ever repeal something after you've let so many people on it. I think you can reform it and make it more palatable to your state than what you have done at this point. But it just continues to grow at a rapid rate, and you can't afford to do it.
Yeah, once you've got people on the dole, it's almost impossible to get rid of them until the entire system collapses and everybody looks around and goes, "Oh my God, there's no more money left." But I
exactly
hope we're not,
right, and, and that's the for anyone to go and say we're going to repeal Medicaid expansion, it would be almost impossible to do. You have too many people that are utilizing it now, and I think it's for those that were forced in to buy into it because the law had changed that said you had to have it. Mm-hmm. You need to make reforms to this to where they can have a different path that they don't have to pay that huge fee to be in it and to have a healthcare savings plan where they can be covered by it.
Yeah. Bill Carrico is former Virginia State Senator, a Republican, a former Virginia State Trooper, and maybe we're waiting to hear when he decides whether he's going to run for the Republican nomination for governor next year. Bill Carrico, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thank you.